everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today we're on What is the Real World, and we're on lesson 298, and this is episode 300.
This is episode 300?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
I always like to announce those milestones.
Yes, a special day.
Yeah, right. 300 episodes, which means we have been together for 300 days.
Oh, I've really loved
67
this.
Left.
Yeah, 67 left before the end of the year. Man. Yeah, this has been, you know what I really appreciate about this is we're really doing A Course in Miracles this year. Like we're inviting love in. We know we have a counselor, a friend, a guide. We are talking it over. And you asked the other day, does this seem repetitive? You know, like, and I said, well, the Course in Miracles is a bit repetitive because it just keeps on saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over till we get it. And my experience has been is even though I've been a student of A Course in Miracles, I need these daily reminders. Like I need these daily reminders that I am not what the world, not the real world, but the world says I am. It's not what my egoic thought system says I am. I am who God says I am. And, you know, we need to be reminded of it because we get so many different messages that are not consistent with the real world message.
You're right. It does take these daily reminders.
It really does. You know, I mean, this is why, you know, Jesus says that if we could just do one lesson perfectly, we would remember who we truly are.
Yeah. And that one lesson really just soak into our souls.
Yes. And so it's really the same lesson over and over and over again. I am as love created me. And so should I get started or am I first today?
Yes, you are.
Okay. What is the real world? The real world is a symbol like the rest of what perception offers. Yet it stands for what is opposite to what you made. I always want to say, yet it stands for what is opposite to what you made in the egoic thought system. Your world is seen through eyes of fear and brings the witnesses of terror to your mind. The real world cannot be perceived except through eyes forgiveness blesses. So they see a world where terror is impossible and witnesses to fear cannot be found.
The real world holds a counterpart for each unhappy thought reflected in your world, a sure correction for the sights of fear and sounds of battle that your world contains. The real world shows a world seen differently, through quiet eyes and with a mind at peace. Nothing but rest is here. There are no cries of pain and sorrow heard, for nothing here remains outside forgiveness. And the sights are gentle. Only happy sights and sounds can reach the mind that has forgiven itself.
What needs has such a mind for thoughts of death, attack, and murder? What can it perceive surrounding it but safety, love, and joy? What is there it would choose to be condemned? And what is there that it would judge against? The world it sees arises from a mind at peace within itself. No danger lurks in anything it sees, for it is kind, and only kindness does it look upon.
The real world is the symbol that the dream of sin and guilt is over, and God's Son no longer sleeps. His waking eyes perceive the sure reflection of his Father's love, the certain promise that he is redeemed. The real world signifies the end of time, for this perception makes time purposeless.
The Holy Spirit has no need of time when it has served his purpose. Now he waits but that one instant more for God to take his final step. And time has disappeared, taking perception with it as it goes, and leaving but the truth to be itself. That instant is our goal, for it contains the memory of God. And as we look upon a world forgiven, it is He who calls to us and comes to take us home, reminding us of our identity, which our forgiveness has restored to us. What is the real world?
Lesson 298. I love you, Father, and I love your Son. My gratitude permits my love to be accepted without fear, and thus am I restored to my reality at last. All that intruded on my holy sight, forgiveness takes away, and I draw near the end of senseless journeys, mad careers, and artificial values. I accept instead what God establishes as mine, sure that in that alone I will be saved, sure that I go through fear to meet my love.
Father, I come to you today because I would not follow any way but yours. You are beside me. Certain is your way. And I am grateful for your holy gifts of certain sanctuary and escape from everything that would obscure my love for God my Father and His Holy Son. Lesson 298, I love you, Father, and I love your Son. So as we're kind of, I think we only have two more days, right? With this, right?
So yeah, just two more. Then we're on what is the second coming?
Yes. So if we look at both the lesson for today and then the last paragraph of what is the world, I'll start first with what is the last paragraph of what is the world. The Holy Spirit has no need of time when it, time, has served His purpose. Now He waits but that one instant more for God to take His final step. So He's talking about once the happy dream is what's happening, that we, the whole sonship has remembered who it is, and we've let go of fear, and we've let go of shame, and we've let go of all of that, and when we've let go of the ego thought system, and we're coming from the Holy Spirit thought system, we will live for a time in the what's called the happy dream. Is what the Course says, the happy dream. And that's when there is no need for time. And then there is this instant when what it says is God takes the final step, and that's bringing us from that world of perception to the world of knowledge. Now, I know those words, and I've thought about those words, and I've studied those words for like 7 years. I don't think any person knows exactly what that means in terms of what it really looks like or what it really is going to be the experience. But I do know that there's going to be this real letting go, and we can just live as our true selves, as love. I mean, to me, that's about as far as I can get into like the certainty of what it would be like. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about is when we get to this place where we're living in what the Course refers to as the happy dream, it seems to me that, you know, that love that overflows. Sometimes you can have this feeling of love and it just is like it's overflowing inside of you.
Yeah.
I think that's what lesson 298 is talking about. And when we're in the ego thought system, especially as a collective, you know, like where maybe the individual aspects are accessing the Holy Spirit thought system, and maybe as the collective, we're accessing the Holy Spirit thought system. But if we're not in that happy dream state yet, we are not, that isn't a 24/7 experience of us being in the happy dream. But yet, I know about you, and I know about other Course students, I know about myself, and I know people that aren't Course students that experience this, is that we do have glimpses of what that will be, because we do have moments where like our heart is filled with gratitude. My gratitude permits my love to be accepted without fear. And thus am I restored to my reality at last. Like those flashes of, we do feel peace. We do feel that love that goes beyond all understanding. We do have that, your heart is bursting open with gratitude. And I wanted to bring that up because it's not like we don't know this experience already. Like we, you know, no matter who we are, we have had that experience. Even if it's just a little tiny little glimpse of it.
Even if it's for a dog.
It doesn't matter what it's for. It can be for a dog. It could be for a sunset. It could be for...
Or a cat. Or a cat person.
Or a child. Or a spouse. Or just the beauty of your garden. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
Or your career. I mean, sometimes... I mean, I know in what you and I do, like... Some days we walk into our, what we lovingly call our little yellow room. We walk into our yellow room and my heart is filled with joy.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
So we do have these experiences in life. So it's not like we don't know the experience. And I think it's important to know that we're not talking about some pie in the sky thing that no one's ever experienced before. We do know what love is because we are love. We do know joy and peace because we know what it's like not to have them. And we know when we get have the experience of when have them. And so here, all that intruded on my holy sight, forgiveness takes away, and I draw near the end of senseless journeys, mad careers, and artificial values. I just thought those words were so interesting.
Well, that pretty much sums up the entire world, doesn't it? The senseless journeys, mad careers, and artificial values. Yep. Like that's the world. And what always shocks me is like there'll be sentences like that in A Course in Miracles. But then how much value and effort and time and attention we give those senseless journeys, mad careers, and artificial values.
Because we think they're going to save us. You know, I think that's why we do it. We think that, you know, these senseless journeys, if we just go on enough of them, we're going to get where...
They got to add up sometime.
They got to get me to where I'm going someday. You know, and that's where he says, well, heaven is here right now. Hell is here right now. And you could just be going on the senseless journeys in hell.
Gosh, that can be a little bit depressing.
Well, those are not my words. Those are the course's words, and they make you think. You know, they make you think, because just think of, you know, the folks that we have met just in our work, where it hasn't been for the lack of trying. You know, it hasn't been. I mean, they haven't struggled in their relationships in their life because they were just sitting around not trying. They were completely trying.
Trying very hard.
They were trying very hard. And so, you know, maybe they were valuing what was valuable to them, maybe on a surface level, or it had been valuable to their family or their culture. And then they got to this place where it wasn't valuable to them at all. Yeah, you know, that even happens in career, senseless journeys. We can be, you know, we're on a journey with that distance to a goal that's never changed. Most of us have been on this senseless journey.
All that intruded on my holy sight, forgiveness takes away. And again, doesn't say it here, but it's that forgiveness of myself.
Right.
I can't drive home that point enough. That forgiveness of myself. Because we can forgive everyone else. We can make an excuse, or if they had a good enough reason. But if we also can't then apply that forgiveness to ourselves.
Well, it's like yesterday, wasn't it? Was it yesterday's? Everything I give myself.
And forgiveness is the only gift I give. Because you and I both have met people just in our lives where... They'll have been treated so poorly, but oh yes, I forgive everyone. So how about, have you forgiven yourself at all? Oh no, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's too much. I don't think I ever could. You know, some form of that.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, it's not always easy, but it can be easier to forgive others than to forgive ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It can be, yeah.
Seems like the common experience is we end up, ourselves end up being the last person we forgive. Though, we can't stop there. So on my bookshelf, that's right next to us, I have this book that you gave me, Until Today, by Yama.
Uh-huh.
And I love how that, in that whole book, it's like, you know, how we see ourselves, yada, yada. Then it says, well, until today, I blah, blah, blah. Like, that's flipping the script. And maybe we have our own until today here.
Yeah. Yes. So what you're saying is, until today, I've had a tough time forgiving myself.
Yeah.
That's,
oh,
I love that.
That's
Ada.
Exactly what that is. Every time I have that on my bookshelf, and it's about eye level.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm walking past, I see that book. Not only is it has a nice memory in it, but it also has a nice message. And that reminds me, it's like, okay, until today.
I love that, because when I have applied until today, it kind of releases me from my past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's, you know, past where I was judging myself too harshly, or I was holding on to resentment, or, you know, whatever it happens to be. But until today is so powerful, as Ada gets out her book, it's so powerful because we come into this world and the culture, at least at this point, the culture is basically coming from the ego thought system. And then when we realize that there is another voice to be guided by. And so until today, I only knew of one voice, and now I know of two. And then our whole life can change.
Yeah.
So. And our whole life does change. And it's really from everything that would obscure my love for God, my Father, and His Holy Son. That's really important, because we are also an aspect of the Holy Son. So, you know, until today. Thank you for that. Appreciate that.
If you want to pick that book up, it's like one of those 365 one a day kind of things.
Uh-huh.
So if you need more one a day things,
well,
other than
A
Course
year.
In Miracles, it's, you know, it is worth picking up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget when you gave it to me, and when we got it, because we picked it up at Barnes and Noble one time together. So many years ago.
I remember we were out of town.
Yeah. And then you said, let's get this and do this together.
Yes. Yeah. It really is. I mean, see, and this is where we can't get caught up in, you know, like it has to be A Course in Miracles.
No, we can't.
Because love just uses anything and everything to help us to remember that we are, as we were created, we are love.
Yeah.
We
love
are loved.
Love can use anything.
Love can use anything. So whether it's Until Today by Ayana, if it's Course in Miracles, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be this beautiful work of fiction that really helps you to see who you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't get caught up in the form.
No.
Yeah.
Because otherwise then we may miss out on the message.
We will.
Yeah.
If we get caught up in the form. So have a wonderful day practicing lesson 298. I love you, Father, and I love your Son. See you tomorrow.
See you then.